May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, August 24th, 2024. And today I'll be narrating from two newsletters since my last show. Those who are new to the show, this is what I do recently. You know, it used to be I interviewed people on a regular basis, but the news has been breaking so fast and furious and not being exposed or covered, you know, by the lamestream media the last several years since COVID insanity hit, that I have been basically providing an alternative perspective, the best and brightest I can find on the, you might say, the alternative media. I call it the, you know, the true, real media, you know, truth tellers, you know, from any source. I'm interested in basically patching their perspectives together to get the more of the big picture, what's really going on. The world is spinning very fast right now with accelerated change, and people are having difficulties keeping up with the rate of change. It creates what's sometimes called future shock. Alvin Toffler did a book on that, but back in the 70s. Things were speeding up back then, but now it's gone exponential, folks. I mean, it's the information overload creates a condition that's just as debilitating to the mind and the heart as sensory deprivation. It's almost like the most people are suffering from so much information so fast that just kind of overloads their circuits and narrows their paradigm paralysis, stinking thinking, whatever. But it's just you can't get the truth in the lamestream media. Matter of fact, the more you listen to it, the more confused you get, because they're doing cognitive dissonance on purpose. They do not want the so to speak, powers that were. They're not really the real powers anymore, but they're, you know, it's like a flywheel. You know, you can turn the power off, but the flywheel keeps turning, and you've got all this Piscean, patriarchal, misqualified, you know, ownership and control momentum going like the flywheel, and it's still turning. It's like, you know, the wheel is turning, but the hamster on the wheel is dead. You know, it's like going to thump, the thump, the thump. This is kind of the reality of we're on the cusp of Aquarius. There's Aquarian energies breaking through. You know, truth is, you know, breaking out in all dimensions all over the world now. There's, with the internet, you've got this instant, everywhere, interactive global village. We're all connected. Truth tellers are, like I say, coming out because the internet is still relatively open. They're trying to shut it down, especially in England right now, if you've been following the news. They are actually, if you say something that they don't like, you know, in the social media in England, right, they'll go in and arrest you and put you in jail. I mean, that's how crazy it is. I've been following this with different articles on it. You know, they call it hate speech or whatever, but basically it's just censorship of anything but the narrative of the powers, you know, in England, then there are forces trying to do that all over the world. In other words, there are people waking up, and rising up all over the world who are challenging the old patriarchal paradigms of ownership and control of the human and physical resources of the planet. You know, it's like people don't like to be manipulated and controlled. They call it fifth generational warfare for the hearts and minds of the people. And the people themselves worldwide, you know, the global, I call them netizens, you know, online internet netizens, citizens, you know, they're waking up. They're wising up. And there's no stopping it. This is Aquarius. There's a very unique dynamic going on with the people waking up and those who are trying to control the narrative and censor any opinion that does not agree with the politically correct Orwellian, gobbledygook, what do they call it? You know, basically just you know, the typical what we get in the media as far as pablum, as far as, you know, dancing around the real issues and not giving us the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, or how good things really could be with transcending and transforming our core social, political, and economic institutions with more light and love, easier and faster. That's the Aquarian, you know, the Aquarian way. More light and cosmic universal love, easier and faster. So that's my motto, and I'm sticking to it. So anyway, when you listen to the podcast, you know, which will probably be up in a day or two, this course, I'm doing the live show now, you know, on August 24th, 2024, and I'm going to give pretty much, you know, a heads up on some recent news today, and in the future, when this goes into a podcast in a couple of days, you can pull up the newsletters I'm referring to. They'll be in the footnotes. You can actually pull them up if you can do another window on your computer. Now you could pull them up in the HeartCom Network page, which has the archives and the most recent articles, August 13th and August 19th. On the full moon are these two articles I'm going to cuss and discuss today. I'm not going to really cuss them, but there's some grievous stuff going on. I'm going to address, you know, the 3D world we live in can, you know, or 5D is kind of busting out in 4D, you know, real time here and now. But it's creating interference patterns. You know, there's a little cognitive dissonance. So 3D, it's like the ego will do anything for self-preservation of itself, which is basically make higher consciousness wrong just to make itself right. And there's this understanding of 3D, 4D, and 5D that I go into in the show quite often and in the newsletter, and some new listeners may find this kind of awkward talking about it this way, but there is a whole new energy frequency shift in consciousness that's going on with Aquarius. And the frequency shift itself, the Aquarian frequency shift, is matriculating the matrix, so to speak, the matrix of energy, which, of course, it's all just energy. What even looks physical is just energy. And the human aura, the biofield around the, you know, the body, the biofield around the mind, the brain field, these fields within fields are where the action is and matriculates into the physical. So the 3D is like a layer, you might say, of density, of more of the physical. The concept of 4D in time, you know, like moment to moment, real time. You can get into the future and look back the present from the future. You go into the past and project forward to the future from the past. But in the fully present, infinite, eternal, here and now, 4D, this is where the mediation of 3D and 5D goes on. 5D is more the, you might say, multidimensional components to the capstone, the creative ascent process, the frequency of Holy Spirit, you might say the violet flame of Holy Spirit of love in action, cosmic universal law language, love in action. I'm speaking metaphorically, but I do this basically to massage the message of Aquarius, which is the understanding of frequencies. The Aquarian frequency shift into the 2020s, what's going on at the cusp of Aquarius. It's a 10-year period. It's like the Aquarian Spring that went on in the Middle East. There was a whole transformation of the Middle East with a Great Awakening that went on. And, of course, what followed with that was a bunch of war to basically damp down, you might say, the spirit, to throw a wet blanket on the spirit of uprising and uprising. All those Middle East wars, you know, been basically in the, might say, the heart of the world, the nexus of the world in the Middle East, you know, the and what's been going on there, the Gaza insanity and all of that is a challenge to global awakening. It's like keeping us down in the frequencies of murder and mayhem and chaos and disorder. It's basically part of the fifth generational warfare for the hearts and minds of the masses. They want to keep us, when I say they, the deep state, the corporatocracy, the cabal, whatever you want to call it, they really want to keep keep us down, keep our energy down, our consciousness down, depressed. This is what they do. They create and manage crisis, terror, war, disease, death, and hell on the planet, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, etc. Basically, to keep us from, the evolution, revolution, revelations in higher consciousness. Again, more light and love, easier and faster, folks. That's where it's going. That's, want to ride that wave, hang 10, and keep your balance as we ride that board, surfboard, into shore. Because this is basically keeping on top of the fray is that joy and harmony and that basically, pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. More light and love, easier and faster. Anyway, like I said, that's my message and I'm sticking to it. So, I'm going to go into these two articles and, give a run on some of the insight and outlook for understanding the overview. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So the quantum field geometry is the astrology of the hour that gives some insight into mass psychology worldwide. What's going on in the quantum field of collective consciousness? So, just as there's everyone has a brain field holodeck, quantum field, energy field around the brain, sometimes called the holodeck, just like you have a biofield, the auric field around the body. You have this quantum interface between your ears with the all-connected unified field. I mean, that's the whole point of basically, it's not the brain that has consciousness. It's the field that registers or resonates with the you might say the mind of God or of source, creator, however you want to position your relationship with universe. The field between your ears is what registers consciousness, and there of course there's memory involved there that ties into a person's soul matrix, a person's soul contract, why they came here, their purpose for being, the record of previous embodiments. This is the kind of stuff I talk about on Cosmic Love. How we've lived many embodiments and we have certain momentums of our soul, and those momentums are the way we think about things moment to moment. It's our habit, our habitual, habit through many lifetimes, and specifically this lifetimes. And the nature and nurture of relationships of the inner child and the inner family, how we grow up. In other words, it's not just your astrology, psychology, folks. That's just tendencies. But we're all born at a time. It's not by accident. The time, place, the family we're born into, the community we're born into, the culture we're born into, the culture, our consciousness. Because it's a classroom, and this is like the learning experiences. It's easy to forget, since they don't teach us this in the public school, public school system. They don't talk us about the eternal progression of the soul. It's just like they just say life's a hoot, and then you reboot. They don't even say that. There's no reincarnation in the public school system. There's no basically. It's not in terms of education, is it? In terms of lifelong learning, it's basically public school systems what to think, not how to think. In the creative ascent process, for more light and love, easier and faster. No, that would be the end of the paradigm paralysis and stinking thinking of the world as we know it today. But at any regard, it's interesting times. We appreciate the light of this Aquarius coming through. There's cracks in the system where the light comes through, you might say, and there's this light basically of our eternal infinite eternal connection with the field, the source field, call it God, call it universe. There, we all have a relationship, and we have our own. Everyone has their own BS belief systems, and which is their frame of reference for their relationship with God or source or however you want to call all that is real. And the whole gathering of the tribes of is real. What is real? I mean, that's the real pure intent of this Cosmic Love Radio Show has been from the beginning, you know, how to position, package, and promote what is real so it's whole enough, bold enough, and told enough that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Which is to say, what are the components of the capstone, you know, vision of God, love, universe? And I use the love model with pure geometry frames of reference with the circle, triangle, square, the L-O-V-E, the linear L, nonlinear O, the trinity and the synergy in the trinity of the V, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, and the E, the geometry of divinity with the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to the ascension of the planet, which the Ascended Masters have said, Cyclopean in particular. Quite a story about that, but you know, the archetype that Jung, modern psychology, talks about of the pyramid, looking down on the pyramid, you get a square with a cross through the middle, and the whole point is the capstone, where all the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization come together, not just spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, but the institutions, the government, education, healthcare, and the economy. How we shape that environment, and that environment individually and collectively then shapes us. So a universal interface, this love model for shaping that relationship, that's what I'm all about. That's what I've been about from the beginning of my show 16 years ago. And I dance around the subject and used to interview other people for insight on the subject. Pretty much now, because things are heating up so fast, I'm just trying to keep on top of news week to week. Excuse me. Keep on top of the fast-changing news and give highlights and provide some reference. I have got to get a drink here. Excuse me. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go on with this cosmic weather report. And I just wanted to give a little bit of insight, again, on what's going on with the astrology psychology, because we're right now, there's some really interesting dynamics. The sun's, as some of you may know, and some of you may not be familiar with astrology, so I'm not going to go into it real deep. I'm just going to reference it with the sun in Virgo right now, or an earth sign. Moon is in the earth sign also of Taurus, where it's most stable. It's most stable of the earth signs, Taurus, which is good because there's a lot of cosmic fire surging in the quantum field right now. And that includes a powerful, it's called a finger of God or a yod, which focuses the energy of Pluto and Neptune at the sun in Virgo, which can provide phenomenal insight into the order of the universe right now, which I'll be going into somewhat, and I'm kind of speed wrapping today. The energy really is this cosmic fire coming through. I'm tuning into it. I'm feeling it. I'm looking at the astrology of it, and I'm really quite amazed. I'm going to go into it a little bit more right now just because it is so unique today, and I just wanted to benchmark it for people that are interested more in understanding the collective astrology psychology. I highly recommend you watching the videos each week that come out. You can Google, you know, search New Paradigm Astrology with Kai Pacha. New Paradigm Astrology, and he gives a weekly video report. It's usually about 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And he gives extraordinary insight on what's going on with the astrology during the week. And if you don't know astrology, just by listening to him, you can get insight into the meaning of what he gets more into, the meaning of these planetary geometries, these geometric aspects. And he gives a really good orientation weekly, what we can expect the week coming up, what we've seen the week previous, and the context and meaning of planetary relationships in the quantum field, how the planets of our solar system step down energies like transformers from deep space. You know, the 12 constellations, these deep space energies come in and they get qualified by the planetary geometries. It's like the geometric ordered divinity or geometry of divinity, G-O-D. You know, in the beginning, God geometrized according to ancient Hermetic wisdom, and in the end, we become what we geometrize in our consciousness. In other words, the pattern recognition we get in unconsciously, subconsciously, from our natal chart, you know, the patterns in our own personal astrology, they're like filters that filter, you know, in the holodeck quantum field between our ears. They basically provide a construct, frame of reference, whereby the holographic energies of the universe are qualified in consciousness, and it's unique. Now, I've seen this over working with astrology for 50 years, with individuals and families and couples. I used to be a wedding photographer, and I do wedding couples, and I would do their astrology as well as like maybe 8x10 photographs of, you know, the wedding party and the weddings. Reception and everything, but I'd give their astrology, you know, their individual astrology and their relationship chart, who they are as one in a relationship. And I've seen it. I've seen these. I know these individuals. I understand how it outpictures energetically in consciousness. It's, to me, it's like a second language, and it's like clear as a bell. And when I pull up the astrology each morning and look at the astrology and see how it affects me, and I pull up my personal transits and see what testings I'm getting in different aspects of astrology psychology of the day. You know, every day the energetics are changing, and there's an interface between your personal astrology and the quantum field astrology, you know, and what's going on for everyone. But it's unique, each individual, but there are things in common collectively that we're all experienced. Larger cycles with Pluto right at the cusp of Aquarius. Pluto is at 0 degree Aquarius right now. Zero is right on the cusp of Aquarius. And it's the empowering process in the meantime. So I'm fascinated with this astrology psychology. I have been for 50 years. I've worked with it a lot. It's a second language. I'm not going to go into it anymore. I just wanted to give some background on it. And again, highly recommend it. People do want to understand the personal psychology and the language of astrology. Do a search. Find New Paradigm Astrology and start checking out weekly. It's like every Wednesday he does about a 30-minute or 20, 30-minute video. And it's very enlightening as far as what's going on in the world as relates to what's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity. So enough said about that. I'm going to go into the first article, Aquarian Wisdom of the Cloud. Wisdom of the crowd or wisdom of the cloud. I'll be going into the difference and what that means. This was back on August the 13th. And I provide, you know, with this article, I provide basically an understanding of what's going on with the new global, you might say, freedom of assembly. So the crowd and wisdom of the crowd is how, with the current state-of-the-art, you know, existing communications technology, how we can basically involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, wisdom of the crowd, freedom of assembly, through freedom of assembly, through communications capabilities now. And I've been talking about this for 50 years, since I gave a presentation 50 years ago this year in November to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill. And some of you have heard me talk about this before. I have a whole website on this where I explained how 50 years ago this summer, I spoke at Buckminster Fuller's World Games Studies Workshop at the University in Pennsylvania, gave a lecture there. It was a month-long workshop, World Game Studies Workshop, and I gave a lecture there that some people from the World Future Society and the Committee for the Future heard and asked me to give the keynote presentation at a three-day future summit, futuristic summit, being held on Capitol Hill in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill in the fall, in November, which I did. And I basically gave a presentation on the use of modern communications technology, which was cable TV at that time, that was being installed across the country with satellite downlinks for a worldwide web of basically communications that made possible a whole new level upgrade of our freedoms of speech assembly into petition government. How that would work and what that would look like is the presentation I gave. I chunked it out in about 10 minutes, had 10 papers for the 10 agencies that came forward to get, after my talk. It was the conclusion of this three-day future summit with unified field theorists and visionaries and futurists of all different kinds giving presentations. And the keynote presentation was just quite evidently, the possibility of utilizing the existing computer technology and telephone, touchtone telephone technology, and mini computers at the head into cable TV systems, and satellite downlinks, and basically the new video technology, which is making it possible for freedom of speech with portable video. Sony had a backpack video out at that time. I could see where that was going back then, and I talked about how freedom of speech to originate programs, freedom of assembly, through cable TV. All the update of our freedoms, and of course, the volition, how this technology could be used for real-time interaction of 100, 1,000, a million people at the same time, and how that would work with a universal interface is something I've been developing for 50 years. I mean, it's like, if I get into this article, if you're really interested in what the future of community, local and global community, interactive community, with unity and diversity, what that will look like locally and globally in the future. I've got numerous links in this article on Wisdom of the Cloud. And metaphorically, there's kind of a little prose here at the very beginning of this article. I say that in the cosmic scheme of eternal progression, cosmic universal love will go global to prevent regression. The fiery solar spirit of love above all, and I'm using the love glyph, circle, triangle, square, geometry of divinity, love. This fiery solar spirit of this love above all is well-rounded and joyful, making the call to all solar initiates of light and love. Solar, S-O-U-L-A-R, of the soul. Solar initiates of light and love to upgrade core freedoms on earth as above with the law of the one light's law of the sun, S-U-N, whereby the light of the soul uprising has begun and the golden rule for a golden age is won. So, more light and love, easier and faster, whereby the light of soul uprising has begun and the golden rule for a golden age is won. Claiming the victory for a golden age, folks. So that's kind of the introduction to this article, Understanding Wisdom of the Cloud, Wisdom of the Crowd, Culture and Common Sense and Our Collective Conscience. And I have a preface note before I go into the article, and I say that in our current world of accelerated change, high ideas are often replaced by agendas, and emotion too often displaces reason. But for those who love the whole truth and truth of whole love, love with geometrically ordered divinity, the love model of love, consider these words on crowd wisdom for genesis of upgraded common sense. Crowd wisdom is common sense, and for reset of five core internet freedoms. Now, I've got that hot link, as I do a lot of articles when I reference something that may be unfamiliar to new people, on the article that I'm narrating from on Cloud Wisdom of the Crowd. They're hot linked. Five core internet freedoms is linked, and you can read a whole article on freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, what that would look like with an upgrade of our core freedoms. And I've been writing and working on this since this presentation 50 years ago, the 10 agencies of the federal government. I didn't go into explaining how I handed out these 10 papers of the 10 agencies, and none of them would look me in the eye. And I went over and sat down and a junior college vice president from New York City came up to me and said, you know, the problem with this is this would eliminate bureaucracy, and you're not going to hear from these agencies of the federal government. Well, I kind of did. There was clicking on my phone back in Ohio for the next two or three weeks. And these were J. Edgar Hoover days. And I found out later on from a friend of mine that did secret work for the CIA and was in the archives, and he found out there was a whole skid load. They had a whole skid load of information that they were storing on me. That was back in hard copy days. But I'm an open book. So, you know, this guy told me, you know, there's one of the best ways to protect yourself is to be have a level of exposure where, you know, and of course, with the internet and the Wayback Machine, I've got such a long record of basically massaging this message of universal law, language, and processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. It's kind of ubiquitous on the internet, if you do many searches for me, that this is what I'm about. So, you know, it's nothing new under the sun, said Solomon the Wise, just new ways of saying, you know, ageless truth. You know, the wisdom principle, the common meaning, common pattern, common sense of what is real in God, love, source, diem, presence, concepts of universal law, language, etc. So anyway, at this point, I'm going to go into a little bit of a orientation to this understanding of crowd wisdom between your ears. For example, just as there's a biofield of energy around you, you know, the human aura, biofield of energy, so there's also a mind field, a mental field around the human brain. There's actually a holographic field. You know, they're photographing this with Kirlian photography now. There is, I mean, the strongest energy field in the whole body is the heart. And it's the heart energy that actually runs. When there's heart coherence, you can be mind congruent. The heart energy actually runs, you might say, it powers the brain field. So this is the holodeck, and I have a link on holodeck that explains this concept of the interface between your ears that not only registers what actually happens, you know, from your perception, but not only just what appears to happen, but rather what your mind field perceives as true, whether it happened or not. You know, the mind field, the field of consciousness, can't tell the difference between a vividly imagined experience and the real thing. So sometimes what the holodeck between your ears is registering, like magic tricks, we're seeing the sorcery that goes on, the fifth generational warfare that's going on in the media, is basically programming, you know, what to think rather than how to think, you know, telling us what to think over and over. You know, like they're faking all these polls, for example, right now in the media, you know, the Democrats are winning. They're actually, they're faking the polls to set the matrix for basically to do what they did last time, you know, to steal the election. Believe it or not, you know, there's people listening to me right at this point will turn off, you know, and if they're on my list, they'll say, take me off your list. Been getting that. They don't want to hear that we're being manipulated, folks. Of course, it doesn't matter which party wins. You know, behind the scenes are the same power elite, you know, pushing our buttons and pulling our strings, you know, so it just goes with the territory. But at any regard, I'm an equal opportunity basher of corruption in both parties. You know, it doesn't matter who you know, like behind the scenes, the corporatocracy is still going to be running the scene pretty much. So, point being, there is this holodeck interface, holodeck, and again, it's linked where you can read about this 3D, 4D, 5D interface between your ears that not only registers what appears to happen, but you know it's registering what's from your perspective, your astrology, psychology, your soul contract, your nature nurture experience with your inner child, inner family. All of that is registering what's real. And to get a grip on that, you know, from a more objective perspective is the intention of a lot of what I do with my radio show, you know, trying to objectify that which is subjective. Again, how to think about these things rather than just what to think. So this individual and collective mind field, you might say, consciousness field, is actually, it's a gold mine if we mind it with pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum light comprehension. It's my story. You know, that's the whole story. You know, begins with pure intention, and it's pure intention that focuses attention with the love retention, etc. So anyway, there's a graphic at this point, infographic, in the Wisdom of the Cloud article that I'm going through that talks about awareness is the awakening of the soul. It's a vibrational shift into higher consciousness. Really nice graphic there with someone with their arms raised. You might say their angel presence, their higher self, their real self. And it's all about objectifying truth and love collectively versus the divisive, subjective interpretations. Some people say divisive, divisive, subjective interpretation. So objectifying truth and love is the prime directive of social justice. Link on Prime Justice, Prime Directive, some great articles, videos at Prime Directive on social justice. And it's also the Aquarian Mandate. There's a whole link article on the Aquarian Mandate, optimizing freedom and opportunity for all of us, U.S., us as united sovereigns of Earth, the new us. So wisdom of the crowd, collective consciousness, wisdom of the cloud of collective consciousness is the intention, you know, of our communications technology with the new opportunity with Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics. I have a link on that. Web 3.0, the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware will be heartware. And what that looks like, how that works for culturing wisdom of the crowd or collective consciousness. I love the quote by Thomas Paine, who wrote Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution. And he said, quote, "We have it in our power to begin the world over again." We have it in our power to begin the world over again. That's the truth, folks. Understanding that, I'm going into it. Light language is a universal holodeck interface. You know, light language as the language of consciousness from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. You might say the light of the infinite eternal goes, you know, light of the infinite eternal hits the prism, you know, might say, in the middle of the holodeck, in the middle of the brain, the third eye prism, and refracts into all the colors of the rainbow. So you got this vertical descent, the brightness scale, going into the horizontal spectrum of the full spectrum from left brain to right brain. You got the blue end of spectrum, ultraviolet, infrared. You've got Spock on one end of the spectrum, like in the Star Trek metaphor. You got Scotty with the fiery emotional, you know, energy on the other end of that spectrum, and right in the middle, you in the yellow and green at the middle of the color spectrum, angstrom units, middle of the color spectrum, you got Captain Kirk. So you got the whole Star Trek metaphor there with the archetypes of the characters with the full spectrum consciousness, you might say the horizontal dimension. So you got brightness scale, color spectrum, and the depth of field, the patterning of brightness and colors is for a meaningful, meaningless, you know, from forebrain to rear brain, you know, from foresight to hindsight, there's these dimensions of your being. So light language is a universal holodeck, as a universal holodeck interface, provides the 3D mind field coordinates from upper brain to lower brain, you know, proactive to reactive, left brain to right brain, logical to intuitive, and back brain to forebrain, you know, hindsight to foresight. So this archetypal 3D cosmic cube frames the constitution of cosmic law with pure geometry archetypes and love codes. And I have a link on love codes for those who want to understand this 3D cosmic cube, sometimes called the New Jerusalem, the White Cube, Pyramid of Self and Civilization, other metaphors, you know, that are known worldwide. It's the universal archetypes. But we're talking about pure geometry archetypes in the love code, the love model, that orient 4D, fourth dimension, now, just in time. I highly recommend clicking on that in time, 4D in time, that is by way of the father of modern psychology and his proteges, who explained the four different ways of perceiving time. And you can check out then which one fits your prevailing awareness of how you perceive time. in the fully present here and now, or from the past to the present, or from the future to the present, or as a timeline from past, present, and future. These are three or four different modalities of each individual's prevailing awareness. There's four archetypal ways that we tend to perceive time. You never perceive one dominant way and its opposite. And anyway, I'll go into the geometry of that and these archetypes. And at this point in the article, I have an image of Carl Jung smoking a pipe, and he's saying, all the most powerful ideas in history go back to archetypes. So these love archetypes provide a frame of reference for a universal interface, you know, for mass-to-mass interaction as a function of the language of consciousness itself. You know, the learning process, the creative process, the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance, how we govern ourselves. There are archetypal processes that you can frame with pure geometry principles that are actually universal in the holographic universe. Right dynamic energy field, round magnetic energy field, radiant energy fields. There's a geometry. The right dynamic is like squares and oppositions in astrology. Round magnetic is like the blending of energies with alignments. Round magnetic with alignments where two planets will be in alignment and those energies will blend. And then there's radiant energies like trines and sextiles in your astrology psychology. There is these different energies, like the synergy in the trinity with these sextiles and trines, and how they can optimize relationships between planets and deep space energies, the signs with the 12 constellations, how they come into our solar system and are stepped down and qualify, you know, these geometries of divinity, you know, for God, G-O-D, consciousness. Anyway, this universal interface, this concept of universal interface, there's an article on that that gives the history of it. And it's a symbolic frame of reference for the first principles of what people call natural law or common law, cosmic law, that are represented by the most powerful, quote, the most powerful thought form in the universe and key to the ascension of the planet. That's a powerful statement, folks. And if you read this link I provide in the copy at the universal on the universal interface, you'll see the history of what is considered by great cosmic beings, and it goes into that who that is and what that story is as far as the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to ascension of the planet. So if you don't get anything else in the show today, but this link to read this, the history behind this universal interface, the cosmic history, is fascinating, and I think really important. Now, what Carl Jung has to say about that, and I'm talking about universal law language symbols. And he says, Carl Jung, that, quote, language in its origin and essence is simply a system of signs or symbols that denote real occurrences or their echo in the human soul. So that's kind of meaty. You might want to listen to that twice. So from this perspective, and I'm giving the Jung perspective here, because this understanding of universal archetypes, this is modern psychology, folks. I mean, it's way past Jung. I mean, Freud, excuse me. Jung is way past Freud in terms of really understanding the collective unconscious and how the archetypes are our relationship with the collective unconscious. Individually and collectively, you know, the archetypes are really the understanding of the mind of man and the mind of God as geometrically ordered divinity. So he gets into the inner world and the outer world, and Carl Jung's classic work on this for the layman, you know, for the common man, is called Man and His Symbols. It's, that book is one of my top 10 books ever, you know, for understanding archetypes of individual and collective consciousness. So there's a graphic here on the website on Wisdom of the Cloud, where it's got, you know, the ego, the self, the shadow, anima, animus. And you basically get kind of a geometry of the understanding of what's going on with 3D, 4D, and 5D. The 5D, you might say, is the higher self, the real self. But it casts a shadow, you know. And of course, the ego is the personal ego, the persona, is a player in all this, but there's the relationship with these different dynamics. And if you can imagine your higher, your real self, your higher self, your real self, your Christ self, you might say, tethered to the reality of God, love in form and frequency, you know, geometrically ordered divinity form and the frequency, as in heart coherent frequency, then the principle and process gets anchored. If you can imagine this principle and process, then your prevailing persona consciousness, you know, your cosmic identity, naturally transcends the collective unconscious shadows that are blind to what is real. You know, the gathering of the tribes of Israel, what is real in God, from a higher light love perspective. So wisdom of the crowd as the cloud of collective consciousness could now be objectified with hardware and make real conscious that which was once subjective and unconscious with collective wisdom of the crowd, wisdom of the cloud, and the new freedom of assembly. I mean, I've been looking at this for 50 years from a myriad of different points, back to the drawing board thousands of times, how to position, package, and promote this concept so it's whole enough and bold enough and told enough that it gains traction. I mean, for God's sake, you know, the world's in a, you know, hell of a situation. It could turn around very quickly. It is turning around, but it could turn around sooner than later. And I like what Carl Jung says about this. He says that thus a word or an image is symbolic when it implies something more than its obvious and immediate meaning. It has a wider, quote unquote, unconscious aspect that is never precisely defined or fully explained. This is the power of symbols, man and his symbols. And he goes on to say that as the mind explores the symbols, it is led to ideas that lie beyond the grasp of reason. In other words, ideas that deal with intuition, with just knowing. It's not a matter of left brain logical reasoning. It's just a matter of just self-evident knowing. It's a higher meaning. The mind will explore then. So the symbols that reference this processes of consciousness, the creative process, learning process, the processes of consciousness, at the quintessential foundation of self-governance, how we govern ourselves, and to grasp that, to wrap one's head around that and get that process of lifelong learning down to where you become a free agent. You're not bound by, you know, being programmed what to think and being reactive to everything from the programming of what to think. You're being proactive with how to think and process and reason through, you know, through with intuition. Basically, you know, come let us reason together for wisdom of the cloud, wisdom of the crowd. How that works, what that looks like, the telecom capabilities with Web 3.0 cyber ethics. Again, what that looks like for instant, everywhere, interactive communication capabilities for a new common sense of us as the emerging united sovereigns of Earth. I think it's exciting. I mean, we're living in a really exciting time. It's coming out. It's going to happen sooner or later. The idea that I'm going through is, you know, by God's grace, it'll be sooner if enough good people get it and share it with others. But just basically the concept of enough good people who see the good and with pure intention to make it so, you know, it'll happen sooner than later. So that's the idea. That's why I'm going into this whole understanding of quantum science that's pioneered these unified field concepts of connection and singularity that have unprecedented potential for community building, for culturing unity, not just personal relationships, for collective wisdom of the crowd, communities of light, like social network communities that are heart coherent and mind congruent. You know, the fruit, this is the fruit of heartware. I have this whole link repeatedly, the theme of understanding heartware, you know, as the current big phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, you know, IBM software, Microsoft, NetWare, Netscape. We're talking about hardware now, folks, and this interactive interface that recycles general knowledge in a way that empowers specific wisdom. Wisdom of the cloud, wisdom of the crowd. You know, there used to be, I know one metaphysical organization I worked with, for years they had rituals. They called it Ritual of the Cloud, and how you could coalesce the energy in the collective consciousness of specific energies through visualization, meditation, mediation, concentration, and holistic orientation with invocation that manifested the cloud of collective consciousness. And it's like the alchemy of manifestation, wisdom of the cloud. And this can be done now objectively, you know, with this hardware interface. And I provide multiple links in this article for those that are going to be going to and reading, you know, the footnotes, you know, on the podcast. We'll have these articles, and you can go down to where I'm talking about now, this process of upwising through this vision interface for real-time mass interactive HeartCom with heart. HeartCom, C-O-M with heart, HeartCom, which is a process framed by, you know, you might say, you know, in our new global village, there's this instant everywhere interactive capabilities with light language and love codes for involving, again, and evolving our individual and collective wisdom of the cloud. So how we shape our interactive social network communities to represent all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth, that's how then these constructs, you know, what we shape, it then shapes us. So we shape our environment, and environment shapes us. We shape our environmental constructs, and they shape us. And this, and the premier quantum age, you might say, product is thus a process of assembling the components to the capstone, CAP stone, creative ascent process, capstone, with light language and love codes. And I provide links, again, on the light language, love codes. By now, you shouldn't have to click on those links. You know what I'm talking about. That are integrated and registered in a process of real-time mass interaction with hardware. Again, this understanding of hardware, you know, the next phase of the computer internet revolution, what that looks like, how that works. Important links, folks. I mean, this is where it's going sooner or later. How we fix society with a new common sense, like the collective intelligence with wisdom of the crowd, will upgrade our freedom of speech, assembly, and voting, volition. I have an article on that you can read with the link, and this is for all of us, United Sovereigns of Earth, global netizens. So the bottom line synopsis is, you know, our biggest problems in society today is that the systems governing our lives have been corrupted by powerful forces that collude and do not have our best interests in mind. And the most powerful special interests in the world, you know, the corporatocracy, has a vested interest in keeping common sense uncommon. So wisdom of the crowd is collective common sense, cultured by interactive, you know, communication capabilities that will naturally neutralize corruption of democracy, as has been co-opted, hijacked by the corporatism that has merged big business with big government. Talk about this a lot. So I have some more keynotes in this regard, finishing up this article. Because I'm running in time, I'm going to go to the other article on full disclosure at the threshold of Aquarius. The cat is out of the bag and airborne. Now, I got a graphic here, an infographic, for those who are following along the narrative in the footnotes, or just, you know, I've gone to HeartCom Network and are reading along with this, the narrative with this article for August 19th, which is the full moon in Aquarius. This was just, you know what, on August 19th, that was just, I mean, it's the 24th today. What was that, 5 days ago? 5 days ago? I gave a full moon update at that time, or, you know, a cosmic weather report, which I went more into the astrology psychology. But these energies were concentrated, you know, through the full moon, you know, the 888, you know, Lionsgate, and have continued on through this time. Been a very strong energy, It's created a lot of creative tension with stressful aspects in Earth's quantum field right now, and this is feeding into the election mania that's already polarized the public. Some would say that this is really the cause behind the cause of what we see with all the election mania. There's a lot of creative tension in the field. A T-square, which I didn't go into the astrology today, a powerful T-square. I mean, Mars is conjunct Jupiter in Gemini right now. I mean, Mars is fiery energy. Jupiter is expansive aspects of that fiery energy. In Gemini, which is like the mind of God, so it's like if my mind sounds like it's like I'm speed rapping, you know, it's because the energy in the field is exactly like that. It's like mental congruence. In orbit, you know, with the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of self and civilization, with more light and love, easier and faster, you know, the light language and love law, cosmic law, natural law, common law for the Aquarius is coming into manifestation. And there's quantum heaven, you know, the source field. It knows where the election selection angst comes from. Because as Aquarius integrates, you know, the 3D lockstep authoritarian patriarchy disintegrates into an inordinate power without constitutional principle. So while others are losing their cool regarding all this, keep your head and your heart coherence, you know, 4D harmony for mind congruence, this 5D vision. So this article, I go into a page on the vision, capital vision, 5D vision, what that looks like, how that works as an interface for mass-to-mass telecom, real community, global unity. And in principle, it's simple enough. And so I provide, you know, graphics and concepts that goes into different aspects of self-mastery, personal and planetary self-mastery, and processes for involving and evolving in our individual and collective consciousness. So this article on the disclosure revelations has got some good infographics, some very heavy, some strong meat. This is like a love sandwich. I got light and low in the front end and on the back end. In the middle, there's some strong meat. But any regard, I'm going to have to do a wrap. I want to thank everyone for listening today. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, folks. See the good. Make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. So happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.